Over the course of the last year, the comedy scene has boomed in Northwest Arkansas. Helping it grow just a little bit more is the UARC Bowl in Fayetteville, who will begin hosting a Sunday night stand-up comedy series later this month. The series will feature comedians like Elliot Threet, J. Chris Newberg, and Luke Francis, who have performed on Comedy Central and HBO. Roger Hack, public events coordinator at the UARC Bowl, stopped by the studio yesterday to discuss the new stand-up series, as well as how the comedy scene has grown in Northwest Arkansas.
It's really interesting how that all worked, because you can even look at it the greater kind of history of how comedy's been working across the nation almost, because there's the big comedy club boom in the 80s, and it kind of bled over in the 90s, but it started tapering off. And there used to be a comedy club. I never really knew what the name was, but it was in the old Savore building now.
Oh, really?
Mermaids. It used to be a Friday night, Saturday night club, and they used to do things there, and apparently it was a big thing. It was a lot of fun to do, but it didn't last too long, I guess. But then other places have kind of tried to do it every now and then, but it just hasn't really caught on very well. And then all of a sudden it just kind of popped out of nowhere almost, like at least at this level of comedians.
Right.
At the same time, there has to be a lot of credit given to the Walton Arts Center because, they brought in so many people like Bill Cosby was the fastest selling show that they had for quite a while, I think, until the next year they booked. I can't remember who they brought in, but the year before, Bill Cosby just sold out in like 5-7 minutes or something crazy like that. And, it's Bill Cosby.
Come on.
And then, and this year they have Brian Regan and Lewis Black, and they brought in Larry Miller, too. And, they had brought in Rodney Carrington and Ron White and that kind of thing. In a way, with Comedy Central, it's kind of started bringing a lot more of the stand-up comedians in more of the limelight, things like that. And so, a lot of credit's got to go to the Walton Arts Center for kind of helping to breed a lot of that awareness in stand-up comedy just here, that we can have it here, and it's a lot of fun, and people can like it. And then, at the same time, you got to give some credit to Theater Square, too. And I know I've worked at both of them, but I can't help but notice what's been going on. When they put on their plays and that are comedy plays that people, enjoy laughing at. It's a different form, but it's all really related, too. You can say that. And so with that kind of stuff going on in the back end kind of brings this up for an opportunity to see if it'll work, see if people want it. And so far, people have been really responsive, especially with what's been going on locally. We have the local groups, with the local stand-up comedians. They've really been working hard and performing a lot, and they've started gaining a lot of steam. And along with them, we have the Fun Bags Improv Comedy Group, who's done a lot as well. We've been watching their numbers of attendance just doubling each time and growing, and it's been really exciting, and people are really responding well to it.
And you mentioned, originally Walton Arts Center bringing in a lot of people. I knew they had Nobody's a Comedy, and then they bring in people that we do know, Bill Cosby and Larry Miller and that sort of thing. And like you said, it's not something that we've had here. So why is it that you think people have responded so well to it?
What I understand is that stand-up comedy is almost an American art form. At least this is what I read up on. Uh-huh. Granted, it's on Wikipedia, so you never really know either. But there's a lot of roots in it being an American art form. A lot of it, popularity coming from here in America, and so that makes it kind of interesting, I guess. But I would just give a lot of credit to the Comedy Central and
just kind of making it available for
available
people to see
and the masses
expose them to this art form. So with the success of Fun Bags, you guys now have local stand-up on Thursday nights.
Yeah, we're going to start doing Thursday night open mics to really get people to focus on coming to our place to tell stand-up comedy and make it kind of all a one-house sort of event almost. One stop and for comedy kind of thing. So,
and with something being so new, are you concerned at all that maybe there aren't enough people that will show up to fill an open mic?
Well, we have a lot of comedians already. They've been having an open mic at West End.
Right. And that's off Dixon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we'll be starting to move that to our venue.
Okay.
But they've been having between 5 to 10 comedians going up every time.
Okay.
And so my thought is, if we have these comedians out there and we're reaching another newer audience and getting their attention to come here, and then they'll think, why don't I go tell some jokes. I'm sure that we already have a lot of comedians that just go up and practice. A lot of local comedians use an open mic to practice because you cannot get on a stage enough. It is a lonely, lonely world whenever you're behind that microphone because, like an improv group, you have all these people backing you up. If you mess up or quote-unquote mess up, they're going to be there and they're going to work along with it. But, I mean, if you're up there and you don't deliver it right, I mean, that can affect the whole rest of the show. It's a lonely, scary sort of world. It keeps me from going up there and telling jokes because I'm just thinking, I don't know if I can face that sort of rejection, you know? And so a lot of the local comedians that you'll see opening up for these groups are actually going to be on the Sunday nights, but they have to practice and they have to be used to performing in front of people and telling their new jokes and saying, okay, is this going to work? Is this not going to work? You know, that kind of stuff. So I'm not really worried about the open mic not bringing in enough people or enough interest to get on stage because there's plenty of interest and there are plenty of comedians that need the practice.
And you mentioned the Sunday night thing. You guys are having a Sunday night stand-up comedy series where you'll be bringing people from out of town, but people that we have probably seen on HBO, Comedy Central,
and Conan O'Brien,
things like that.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. It's actually really exciting the level of that these comedians perform at, too, because, I mean, a lot of them are on Last Comic Standing and The Tonight Show and all of that. And one of them coming up that's we've been talking about is Mike Baldwin. He won the International Comedy Festival in Seattle, which is one of the more prestigious comedy festivals. And he is amazing. He's so hilarious. And then we have J. Chris Newberg, who was one of the wild card finalists on America's Got Talent. And what made him pretty kind of famous and got his attention on YouTube was that he his final show was that he roasted Pierce Morgan. And it is, oh my gosh, it's so, so funny.
I'll have to look this up.
Yeah.
So it starts January 22nd with AJ Finney. And how does this continue through the rest of the spring each Sunday?
Yeah, it'll continue. We have it gone booked all the way up to March right now, and we're getting back right now with figuring out who's going to be in April and May, and we'll be letting people know that as soon as we know it.
Well, how did you guys come up with this idea that this was something that you wanted to go after? Because it seems like it would be much simpler to just book local people, you know, because somebody knows somebody who knows somebody, and you just give them a call and say, hey, you know. So, I mean, going after some of these people that I assume have agents and things like that.
Actually, so the situation is most comedy clubs have a Wednesday, Thursday through Saturday sort of setup for their show times, and they bring in comedians of this level and higher. And for a lot of comedians, this is kind of the start whenever they're touring and they're going to these major comedy clubs like the Funny Bone or the Laugh Factory and the Comedy Store and Improv and things like that. And what happens is then you have Sunday, Monday, Tuesday where you're touring, where you're going from one city to the next city. And so what a lot of places end up doing is that they'll, if they're in between these big cities, they'll set up a comedy night where they just a one-off night where you can expect comedians. And it's not unheard of. It happens. There's a lot of places around the nation that actually do this if they're on the route. And we just happen to be in a really good position being Northwest Arkansas. You're between all these major cities with Kansas City and Tulsa and Little Rock. And it's really easy for this agency to say, hey, you know, Sunday nights, if they're open, this would probably work really well. And it works really well for us because we're not only a public events sort of venue, but we do a lot of wedding receptions and a lot of business meetings and things like that. So, I mean, our Saturdays are usually filled. You know, we have a lot of wedding receptions, and a lot of people enjoy using our facility as a wedding reception venue. And so, and we don't really fit the mold as a typical comedy venue, but we can definitely find a way to bring in comedy through the other means of being one of those one of the stops on the larger tour that these comedians are going through.
So you've got all of this comedy coming up at the UARC Bowl. I mean, how are you feeling about it? Are you really excited?
Yeah, I'm really excited to be kind of on Sundays, you know, before the week starts, before I have to get ready to go, I can just kind of relax and just sit and listen to some guy telling me his perspective and social commentary and pointing out, you know, its little intricacies and inaccuracies and how funny that kind of thing is, and just blowing off steam before I go on Monday. And I would imagine it'll help me out, you know, make me feel a lot better, a lot more lighthearted and things like that.
All right. So you still have fun bags at least once a month. That's typically on a Saturday. Every Thursday night will be open mic, so people can sign up for that. Do they need to sign up ahead of time or just when they get there?
Just when they get there is fine.
Okay. And the Sunday night stand-up comedy series kicks off January 22nd with AJ Finney, and people can get a complete list of The entire schedule so far at your website?
Mm-hmm. At yorkbowl.com.
Okay. And the admission price for that?
It's $7 general and $5 for students.
And doors open at 7?
Doors open at 7. Show at 7:30.
Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, thank you.